David, the Republic of Ireland wrap up their World Cup qualifiers later on today when they play Slovakia away. Now, we have already made the playoffs by finishing second in the group, but victory this evening would mean we are among the top three runners-up across all the groups, and that would ensure a place in the second stage of the qualifying process, the very complicated qualifying process. Hopefully, by the end of this week, we will know the pathway we need to get to those World Cup finals. 5 o'clock start this evening. It's live on RTÉ2. It's on the player, and there's radio coverage on Radio One Extra. Now, Lucy Quinn has made her mark on this team since joining the squad, and she's been speaking with our correspondent Tony Donoghue ahead of this game this evening.
The number one, no matter where you're playing, is you're going to have to work hard. You know, you're playing at the highest level that we can against some of the most athletic teams in the world. And yeah, I think if you're Irish and you're wearing the shirt, then hard work is just a given. And yeah, it's definitely a no excuse in this team kind of thing, and we don't have anybody that doesn't give that.
Not there yet, of course, and can't take anything for granted. A win against Slovakia probably helps in terms of the qualification route. How much is that getting in your heads? I mean, you know, you've clinched a playoff place. It is a complex route to get there.
Yeah, it's very, very complex. There's been lots of conversations and people trying to wrap their head around it all, but you know, ultimately, it's you go out and whatever game you're given, whatever team you're playing against, you have to go and win. That's no excuses there. But we've set ourselves up into, like you say, a really good position in terms of the qualification route. And winning against Slovakia is only going to help more with that. So it's something that's there. We know how important it is, but it's not going to affect the ultimate goal, which is to win every game that you go out and play.
Now, former Irish international Karen Duggan joins me on the line now. And Karen, I'm looking at Group A, the table in front of us. Sweden winning that group, Ireland second, Finland third, Slovakia. Nothing to play for this evening. But if you look at our record this year, we've played 7 games, won 4, drawn 2, lost only the once. But we did drop points at home to Slovakia. Are you worried about this evening?
I wouldn't underestimate Slovakia. I think for large parts of the game in Tala, they did outplay Ireland. I think Ireland thought that they could just kind of turn up after that result in Finland and go out and play their own game. But Slovakia proved that they were a very well-trained team, very well-drilled, and Ireland struggled for large parts. Now, I don't think that they'll be caught by surprise this time around. And I think that Ireland are a superior footballing team. So, like Lucy said there, if they match Slovakia for effort and energy in particular, I don't think Slovakia will be able to live with us over 90 minutes. I think that they can stick in there for probably 60 minutes. But in the end, I think that Ireland should be able to grind out a win, even if it's not pretty. They won't really care because they might say they're happy with a playoff spot, but to go into that second round of qualification for the playoffs would be huge and not really something we thought we'd get when... It is huge because there's some tricky teams in that second spot, particularly I'm looking at Portugal, who I thought were absolutely excellent in the Euros over the summer. They were kind of the surprise package, got in there because Russia were obviously disqualified. But they've got some really difficult technical players and a team that Ireland haven't played the likes against. They've played Sweden, Finland, who've been very powerful and direct, and Ireland have dealt very well with that. So they haven't had much practice against the more technical teams. So it'd be good to avoid a team like that in the first round and just give themselves more time to prepare.
And do you think we can get the job done tonight?
Yeah, I do. I know that there's some injury worries, particularly I think Megan Connolly, who over the last couple of games has been a real standout player and deputising centre-back against Finland for Niamh Fahey. I thought she was outstanding. Really led that back line. So she'll be a big loss, but you'd be hoping today it wouldn't be too much about our defenders. It'll be more about what we can do in attack. And I think there's opportunity there. We saw Lily Ag came in. She did excellently. I'd like to see the likes of Leanne Kiernan getting some game time today, possibly Heather Payne then moving out onto the wing where she might get more ball because she's had a pretty thankless job in that lone striker role at times. But I do expect Ireland to have more of the ball today and see more of the likes of Katie McCabe and Denise O'Sullivan and Heather Payne in those advanced positions, which we struggled to get into, particularly in the first half against Finland.
Karen, as always, thanks for your time this morning. We're all looking forward to that game. It's live on RTÉ2, and it will actually be followed then by the return of the Champions League tonight. And what a game to welcome back. It's Celtic against the mighty Real Madrid, the defending champions. So that programme starts right after the women's soccer at 7:30 and kickoff is at 8 o'clock on that one. Rafa Nadal has been beaten in the US Open by Frances Tiafoe. The world number one, Iga Swiatek, she came from behind and got a real scare to get the better of the unseeded Julia Niemeyer. In Gaelic games, Johnny Kelly is set to become the new manager of the Offaly Hurlers. He's been working with this group already. He was coach under the outgoing manager, Michael Fenley. Matthew Teggart has taken a firm hold of the sprint jersey after another very impressive ride on day two of the Tour of Britain. Now, the Irish rider claimed all three sprint sections yesterday, and he's now 12 points clear of his nearest challenger. The Irish women's cricket team won their opening game of their three-match T20 series against Scotland. They won it by 8 wickets yesterday. Orla Prendergast in great form as well. Player of the match, unbeaten, 75. The sides meet again this afternoon. And finally, Rory McIlroy has been nominated for the PGA Tour's Player of the Year award alongside the world number one, Scotty Scheffler, and the recent LIV Golf recruit, Cameron Smith. That is your sport for now. Back to you, Audrey.